12th episode. Sabia is trapped. When Sabia woke up the next morning, Ambrosius was no longer in the apartment. She pushed aside the events of the previous night and tried again to piece together what she had experienced. How old was the vault she was in? It radiated something eerie, something unnatural, but also something sacred, as if it had actually once been built by monks. Sabia had no idea that Marion, her grandmother, and Cinna, her mother, knew the building and the bedroom she was in very well. Sabia got dressed, entered the living room and was in for a surprise. The table was set for her as if she was Snow White. There was a breakfast she loved, with fruit, grains from the so-called Nun's Gate, yogurt, dark bread and freshly brewed coffee. What attention! Then she vaguely remembered that she had just raved about her breakfast habits during a morning break at the Elfenberg Nursing and Retirement Center. Ambrosius Lemmer had been present and he had smiled understandingly at her. Then Sabia went outside. Working was probably out of the question again, and Sabia assumed that Ambrosius Lemmer had arranged for her absence for a longer period of time. She slipped on her boots, entered the corridor and pressed the doorknob. The door was locked. The rooms were so large that Sabia didn't immediately feel like a prisoner, which meant that the previous evening she had comfortably enjoyed a bath and not even thought about leaving the apartment. But now there was no escape. She was dependent on the return of Ambrosius Lemmer. In a panic, she rushed back to the breakfast table, which she hadn't cleared yet, but there was no key there either. Then she looked at the glass plate above her, which revealed part of Lake Bulwell. A few seconds later she screamed blood-curdlingly. A bloated face peered at her through the glass. The mouth was open wide, the eyes were bulging from their sockets, and Sabia immediately recognized the blue work suit of Sam, the handyman in Elfenberg. His body had been washed across the glass surface that formed part of the ceiling of Ambrose's apartment. The water gently moved Sam's arms and legs back and forth. He looked like an amphibian, head first searching the ground for something to eat. But it wasn't an amphibian. It was Sam, the handyman.